Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a roller hoover stab saturate blueprint for old school rave pressure. If that sounds like a lot of words, don't worry. The idea is actually really simple and really effective. We're going to make a tight drum and bass loop where a steady breakbeat roller sits under a hoover style rave stab. Then we'll saturate that stab and shape the whole thing so it has that dark, urgent, hands in the air energy. It's the kind of idea that can sit in a drop, a switch up, or second 16 bar section and instantly give your track identity. We're not trying to build a huge complex arrangement today. We're building a core idea that feels good, hits hard, and leaves space for the sub to do its job. In drum and bass, that matters a lot. If the groove is strong, you don't need a million layers. You need the right contrast, the right phrasing, and a bit of controlled grit. First, set up a new project and get the tempo into the right zone. Aim for 172 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for roller-style drum and bass, jungle-influenced movement, and old-school rave pressure. Then create a simple track layout. One track for your breakbeat, one MIDI track for the hoover stab, one track for sub-bass, and if you want, a return track for delay or reverb later on. Keeping it simple is a real beginner power move here. A lot of early DNB sessions get messy because there are too many sounds fighting in the same space. Today, we want one strong loop, not a crowded sketch. Now let's build the breakbeat roller foundation. Drag in a classic break or a short break loop onto your audio track. If you're using a loop, turn warp on carefully and try beats mode. You want the timing to stay tight, but you don't want to destroy the feel. If the loop needs more control, you can slice it to a drum rack later, but for now, keep it easy and musical. The goal here is a break that feels steady and moving. Think of it as the engine of the roller. You want a solid kick and snare backbone, a few ghost notes around the main hits, and just enough swing or human timing so it doesn't sound like a gridlock drum machine. If the break feels too straight, add a bit of groove from the groove pool. If it's too busy, don't add more stuff. Remove a few slices instead. That's a very DNB lesson in itself. Sometimes the groove gets better when you take something away. A good roller break usually has a strong snare on the backbeat, and the smaller ghost hits are there to keep motion going underneath. Those tiny details are what make the loop feel alive. Next, let's shape that break a little. On the break track, try a Q8 and either drum bus or saturator, depending on what the loop needs. Start by cleaning out useless low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. That won't change the musical part of the break, but it clears up mud. If the break feels boxy, make a small dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help. If you add drum bus, keep it tasteful. A little drive can make the break feel harder without flattening the groove. Too much crunch and you lose the crack of the snare, and once that's gone, the roller loses a lot of its punch. The big idea here is that the break should feel gritty, not broken. You want it to push air, not just become noise. Now let's build the star of the show, the Hoover style stab. On a MIDI track, load Waveeatable, analog, or operator. If you want the easiest route, Waveeatable is a great choice because you can get to a bold, ravey sound pretty quickly. Start with a saw-based patch. Add a second oscillator or duplicate the waveform and detune it slightly. Give it a short amp envelope so the sound hits fast and gets out of the way. Then add a bit of filter movement. A low-pass or band-pass filter can both work, depending on how bright you want the stab to be. You do not need to perfectly recreate an old vintage Hoover synth. You just need that identity. The key ingredients are aggression, urgency, and a little roughness. This is more like a rhythmic event than a sustained chord. Think of it as another percussion hit, but one with attitude. Write a simple one or two bar MIDI pattern. Try placing the stabs on offbeats, or answer the snare and ghost notes with the stab. That call and response relationship is huge in drum and bass. It makes the groove feel intentional. It makes the listener feel like the drums and stab are talking to each other. Now for the pressure part. Saturation. Put saturator on the stab track. Start with a drive around 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. That's a nice place to start, because it thickens the stab and adds harmonics without immediately destroying the shape. Then reduce the output so the processed sound matches the original loudness. That way, you're judging tone, not volume. That level matching part is important. A louder sound often feels better at first, even if it isn't actually better. So compare the before and after at roughly the same volume. You'll make smarter decisions that way. If you want even more grit, you can experiment with a tiny bit of redux, but keep it subtle. We want pressure and character, not digital wreckage. The goal is a stab that feels closer, louder, and more urgent on small speakers, because that's where saturation really helps. Now let's talk about the low end. Even though the lesson is about the roller and the stab, the sub matters just as much. Add a sub bass on its own track using operator or wavetable. Keep the sound simple, usually a sine or something close to it. This is not the place for width, movement, or fancy effect chains. This is the place for support. Program the sub to follow the rhythm of the stab or the groove of the break. Short note lengths often work really well in roller style D&B because they keep the energy tight. Keep the sub mono and make sure it doesn't fight with the kick. If the sub and kick are stepping on each other, simplify the bass part before you start eking everything to death. If you want a little motion, you can use a very subtle auto filter or a gentle volume envelope move, but keep it minimal. The sub should hold the bottom together and let the break and stab feel more aggressive. Now we can glue the elements together. Group the break and the stab into a bus, so you can process them together as one unit. On that group, try a light glue compressor with maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not squashing. You can also add a very small touch of EQ or a little saturation if the group feels too clean. This is where the loop starts feeling like one solid piece instead of separate parts. In drum and bass, that unity matters. It gives the drop that lean forward feeling, like everything is moving in the same direction. Now let's make it into a proper drop idea. Think of this as a 16-bar structure. For bars 1 to 4, keep it fairly stripped back. Let the break and sub establish the motion, with the stab used lightly. In bars 5 to 8, bring the stab in more often so the energy starts talking. In bars 9 to 12, introduce a variation, maybe a different note, a filter opening, or a slightly different rhythm. Then for bars 13 to 16, pull something back and hit harder again. That tension and release is the real blueprint. A drum and bass drop doesn't have to be constantly maxed out. In fact, if you leave space, the next hit feels bigger. One empty beat can do more than another full bar of noise. A really effective trick is to give the listener a tiny bit of breathing room before the biggest hit. You can mute a drum layer for one bar, reduce the stab, or automate the filter so the sound opens up and then slams back in. That's the old school pressure feel right there. Let's add a little automation now. Try automating the stab filter cutoff over a few bars so it slowly opens. Or push the saturator drive up by just 1 or 2 dB near the end of a phrase. You could also send a little extra reverb on the last stab before a reset, then pull it back dry again. Keep the automation subtle. In D&B, too much movement can blur the groove. We want phrasing, not chaos. The best automation makes the loop feel like it's evolving without losing its shape. Now do a quick mix check. Put utility on the sub and keep it mono. Check the master in mono if you want to be safe. Make sure the stab isn't fighting the snare, and make sure the break still has room to breathe. If the mix feels cloudy, clean up some low mids around 200 to 500 Hz from the stab or the break. If it feels thin, don't just boost more. Try a touch of saturation first. That's a classic D&B habit. Fix the balance and the tone before you chase loudness. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the stab too long. It should punch, not smear. Don't oversaturate everything, because that kills the transient snap that makes the drums feel alive. Don't let the sub fight the kick. Don't make the break so busy that the groove turns into clutter. And definitely don't widen the low end. Keep the sub mono and let the stereo excitement live in the higher harmonics and the stab texture. If you want to go a step darker or heavier, there are some great variations you can try later. You could layer a second stab very quietly, one octave higher or lower. You could swap the stab rhythm every 8 bars. You could add a tiny bit more crunch to the break as the section develops. You could even resample the stab to audio and chop it up for a more hands-on, jungle-style feel. That resampling idea is especially powerful. Once you've got a stab you like, record it to audio and start editing the waveform. Trim the tail, reverse a tiny slice, or re-trigger a fragment. That kind of move can make the loop feel more alive and less like a preset being played back. Here's a simple practice challenge for you. Make a 4-bar loop using one breakbeat, one Hoover-style stab, one subline, and one saturation chain. Then make exactly one automation move, like opening the filter or pushing the drive a little in the last bar. After that, loop it for a few minutes and only ask yourself 3 questions. Is the break too busy? Is the stab too long or too loud? And does the sub leave space for the kick? That's it. That's the whole lesson in a nutshell. Build the roller from the break first. Use the Hoover-style stab like a rhythmic hit with attitude. Saturate with care to create density and pressure. Keep the sub simple and mono. Then use phrasing and a touch of automation to make the loop feel like a real drum and bass drop. If you get those basics right, you'll have a solid old-school rave pressure blueprint that can sit in a modern roller, a jungle-influenced section, or a darker tech EDM tune. And once you can make one loop feel this good, expanding it into a full track becomes a lot easier. Nice work. Now let it breathe, loop it back, and see how much pressure you can get from a few well-placed hits.